Kerry claimed their first All-Ireland under-20 title since 2008 as they routed holders Tyrone at Croke Park with a dominant second-half display. All the poise and artistry of the kingdom illuminated a classy Croke Park performance, but it was the more basic issue of dominance in the kick-out that made this a day of triumph for Tomás O'Shea's boys. Daniel Kirby and Evan Boyle lorded the midfield battle for possession, sending their side sweeping forward in waves of attack, and in centre-forward Gearóid White, they had a man to control the flow and direct operations, not to mention his ability to kick two pointers. The Munster champions trailed by 8 points at one stage, but such was the extent of their tactical adjustments that they finished with an 8 points winning margin, denying the Ulster lads the glory of winning a third successive title. The holders raced into a 4 points lead, Shea McDermott landing a 2 point free, and it wasn't until the 8th minute that Kirby got the kingdom off the mark, quickly followed by an Owen O'Flaherty effort. But the Red Hand struck for a brilliant 11th minute goal, Adrian McGurran slipping a pass to McDermott to strike low and accurately past Capper Roback. The clever movement of their attack had the Kerry defence reeling as McGurran, McDermott and Peter Colton picked off points to push them 8 clear, 1-7 to 2 points by the 18th minute. But Kerry got their kick-out strategy sorted with midfielders Kirby and Boyle claiming a string of possessions, the latter plucking a Roback long restart off out of the sky to float over a 2-pointer. That was the spark that fired their strong finish to the half as they shot 0-5 without reply to trim it back to 2. Tyrone led narrowly by 1-8 to 9 points, and Kerry kick out to dominance. It continued after the restart, and it was Kirby who edged Kerry in front in the 39th minute. It was a lead they never looked like losing, with White helping them control the pace of the game. They were in cruise control. The centre-forward landed a 46-metre free for a 2-pointer. Wing-back Pat Walsh had them 4 ahead by the time Tyrone registered the first of their 2 second-half points, both of them scored by McDermott. The Kingdom defence faced little threat during that second period, but goalkeeper Roback had to be alert to keep out a shot from McGurran. White raised another orange flag from a placed ball to push the Kingdom further towards the Tim Clark Cup, and Tyrone's fading hopes took another blow when skipper and defensive linchpin Conor Devlin was shown a black card with 10 minutes to play. Final score, Kerry 21 points, Tyrone 110.